From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. UN plan for Libya is approved. Representatives of 17 countries and four world bodies have wrapped up a meeting with representatives of Libya's two rival factions with support for a new unity government. The meeting in Rome Sunday was jointly chaired by U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and his Italian counterpart, Paolo Gentiloni. Here is Mr. Kerry.
The communique that we issued today calls on all parties to accept an immediate, a comprehensive ceasefire in all parts of Libya. And no one understands the need for that better than the Libyan leaders who are here with us in Rome.
Libya's two rival governments plan to sign the accord in Morocco on Wednesday. U.S. President Barack Obama is hailing the climate change agreement reached in Paris as a potential turning point for the world.
This agreement sends a powerful signal that the world is firmly committed to a low-carbon future. And that has the potential to unleash investment and innovation in clean energy at a scale we have never seen before.
In an 8-minute statement Saturday, Mr. Obama said by approving the agreement, nearly 200 nations have shown the world has both the will and the ability to take on the challenge of climate change. Officials in northwestern Pakistan say a bomb exploded in a market on Sunday, killing at least 23 people and wounding about 55. The explosion happened in Para Chinar, the administrative center of the Kurram district on the Afghan border. At least 13 women have won municipal council seats in Saudi Arabia's first election open to women voters and candidates. Early results showed a victory by Salma bint Hizab Al-Otebi. She is the first confirmed victory for a woman running for a municipal council seat. This is VOA News.